Oh yes, you are definitely needed now more than ever. You're needed more than ever in all of history. Have you taken a look lately at the nation? Have you looked on the streets? There's the meth head. They look like they're 20 years older than they are. Their teeth are falling out. There's the woman with the baby she doesn't want. There's the garbage can. There's the drugs. There's the pimps, the prostitutes. There's the, well, satanic ritual abuse. There's deception unprecedented all around us. It's not just about screaming about the darkness. It's not just about knowing that it's here. It's not just about knowing the feeling of this, well, ominous chaos, this catastrophic, everybody believes it's here. It's in the air because it's in lives. It's in hearts. Lives, well, nations have opened up. There's such vulnerability all around us. Look at your nation right now. Look at the gangbangers shooting each other on the streets. Look at the crazies knifing one another state by state. Look at the collapse. Look at the politicians. They tell us one thing, they lie. They seem to serve themselves or some other kind of agenda. Globalism on the rise all around us. Most don't realize there is an ominous, well, spiritual presence at the inception of the cause of globalism. Look at the nation around you, all the lost souls. Look at the nation, the fear of chaos, the fear of collapse, the economic disintegration, the environmental disintegration. Take a look at the nation around you and look at the church. We gather on a Sunday morning by the hundreds of thousands of local churches on a Sunday morning in America, and the services could last an hour and a half, 2 hours. But the prayers, well, the prayers are like 18 seconds. The prayers are like 38 seconds. An opening prayer, closing prayer, a prayer over the offering. Where are the prayer warriors? Where are those burdened for the lost? Where are those who know how to take the call of God, the weaponry of prayer, the grace of prayer, and unleash in intercession? Oh, prayers for the lost, prayers for the nation, prayers for the, well, those on the streets, those in the high places. Are we going to sit back and wait till hell is unleashed? Are we going to sit back and wait till it all collapses? Is it only in crisis that we have to call the prayer meetings? Where are the prayer warriors? Where are those who can stay and stand or kneel for an hour and wait on God? Where are those that know how to listen to the Spirit of God? Where are those that know the breath of the Spirit of God in their prayer life? When's the last time you had an answer to prayer? If Jesus designed prayer, ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. I mean, the gift of prayer, the privilege of prayer, the promises of prayer, the passion of prayer, the fire of prayer. It is the arena. Can I ask you something? Isn't this the place where grace falls? Isn't this the place where we meet God and listen to Him? Isn't this the place that God calls us to? Isn't it the hour of prayer, the place of prayer? Is it His house to be the house of prayer? Prayer implements the will of God. We don't decide it, but we do implement it. God wills that none perish. God wills that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God desires to save and to heal and to deliver. But all around us, the rise of Satanism, the rise of dark spirits, the massive rise of the masqueraded spirits of the New Age movement, the rise of the demon territorial entity Allah, and those who are seeking Him and praying to Him all around the world. This ominous, critical time in world history, and where are the prayer warriors? Where are those that believe God? Where are those that take the promises to God? Where are those that stand before God? When, like on this little notation, on the new webpage dealing with becoming powerful in prayer, here's what it says. When is the last time you had a direct, undeniable, and very powerful answer to prayer? When is the last time you spent an hour in fierce prayer for souls, revival in the church, and for evil to be crushed? Do you pray with the fire of the Spirit of God breathing down your blood-washed, saved soul? What burden has God given you in prayer? Do you not stand on the promises of God and seek His hand to move? Have you been in the prayer meeting lately? How's your church's prayer life? On Sunday morning, do they have more than 28 seconds of prayer? Is prayer, as the great evangelist John Wesley said, is where all the action is? Jonathan Edwards pleaded with God for Scotland, and God answered in power and might and shook a nation. Look at the growth of the new age, the millions of masqueraded spirits deceiving the people. How about the unprecedented growth of Satanism and then underground ritual sites? How about the millions that are being just literally sucked away into the darkness? And yet there are no tears for the lost. There are no tears for the nation. Oh, there are religious Pharisees. There are religious Pharisees that judge and condemn and would let the entire nation go to hell, the entire people go to hell, their entire families to go to hell. They would let all the, quote, evil people go to hell. All the while, the Word of God says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life. Have you ever read the next verse? And that is the premise. That is the heart of God. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. You take a look at Romans chapter 16, verse 25 down, based on the prophetic writings, based on the gospel of God, based on the command of the eternal God. God wills to save nations. God's will for your nation is to save it. You stand in prayer for the salvation of your nation. You go out and be the witness that God calls you to be. God's breath, God's power, God's might, God's very activity, His hand will be in your life. Don't wait for anybody else. Don't wait for anybody else any longer. You've got to come down to the point where we need to learn what prayer is all about. John Knox, the great reformer, the wicked queen in Scotland, the wicked queen opposing the advance of the gospel. She feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. All over the world, the battles are going on. All over the world, there is a great conflict. All over the world, they're ready for chaos and catastrophic collapse, the rise of Antichrist, and the end of days. When did Jesus say stop? When did Jesus say lay off the prayers? When did God say it's okay to just simply sit on the sidelines and watch? When did God say, watch your television 20 hours a week, play the games on the computer 20 hours a week, eat all the fat food you can, sit around lazy and tired and Laodicean, empty and complaining all the time? When did God will that? When? God, I believe by the Spirit of God and the witness of the Word of God and the witness of the great prayer warriors in the book of Acts, summons and calls us to prayer, not just when crisis and all hell breaks loose, but to the promises of prayer, the call to prayer, the privilege of prayer, the responsibility of prayer. Where are the prayer watchmen on the walls? Where are the intercessors that are praying night and day that God would save, that God would bring revival, that God would send healing, that God would crush dark powers? Where are the believers in mass using the authority of Christ, praying and commanding the dark powers to be crushed and destroyed? Has not Christ come into the world, 1 John 3:8, to destroy the works of the devil? Has not God sent His Son into the world not to condemn it, but to save it? Where are the thousands and thousands of churches that will spend 40 minutes and 50 minutes in massive collective intercession? Prayer like that in the book of Acts. Have you read Acts 4 lately? They raised their voices together to God in prayer. They quoted Scripture. They sought boldness when they were threatened. threatened into silence. They sought at the throne of God, in the presence of God, they sought boldness. You read the chapter. The power of God fell. The believers, all of them, were filled with the Spirit of God. And then they went out everywhere, fierce, fearless, winning souls, seeing people healed, and seeing dark powers exposed and crushed. Do you know how critical it is in America right now? Do you know how critical it is in the economic sector, the political sector? Do you know how absolutely critical what's going on now with the presidency of the United States, with this mockery in politics? And we think that only the meetings and the political screaming is going to change. Listen, God has moved nations by His hand based on the prayers of great prayer warriors who would not give up, who would not quit, who would not stand off until God did as He said. May it be that the hand of God move us. May it be that the hand of God literally grip our lives. Will you give God time? Will you give God your life? Will you give the Spirit of God your life as a vessel? Do you believe that God hears you? Do you believe? Is it only about us? Is it only about our own prayers? Is it only about us when we hurt and stumble? Is it only about us to be more happy and to be more joy-filled? What about the lost? What about the dangers? What about those lives that are being sucked away at the edge of hell? And how many believers, even those becoming aware of how close the end of the age is? It's not about screaming against the darkness. God never said that is what would bring His power to bear against it. It is about the fierce prayers of the saints of God. It is about the fierce prayers that know the authority of Christ and know the power of the blood of Christ and know how to stand in the sight of God, enveloped, permeated, animated by the Spirit of God as they pray, as they seek. Listen, what is in your heart? What do you want? Do you want people saved? Do you want your nation impacted for Christ? Do you want your city impacted? Do you want your church? Is there a prayer left? Will there be anyone who will unleash and become an incredible, fierce prayer warrior?